This has came to light in the last number of months, where the deadline was to be the 1st of February, I think is the date, and these kids weren't diagnosed until later. And when they approached the Beg National School, there was no issue. But when they went to the NCSE in Sligo, told them they'd missed the deadline and are not enthusiastic about opening the classroom, even though there is space and a teacher there available to teach these vulnerable kids. And there is in the criteria, there is flexibility that these kids can still be enrolled. Like for an ordinary kid going to school, there are people enrolling in the secondary schools and in the national schools of our county right up to the 1st of September this year. So here is the most vulnerable kids in a society, and they're being refused access to education, really, in their own locality. I understand they've been offered to go on buses to Ballina, to Sligo. That's not acceptable at all. The pressure that the parents and the kids are under without putting them on buses, and the expense would be crazy. So we are writing to Minister Michael Moylan and the Minister of Education to intervene in this and to ensure that this facility in Umbeg National School is opened for the kids this year.
And is there any hope, is there light at the end of the tunnel with regards to that, Councillor Queenan? Like, is there a possibility that that classroom will open for those children in a matter of months?
But there is hope, and there is a possibility, because the facilities are there. And, you know, it's a little bit of common sense here, should get this over the line. So I want to again appeal to the people in Sligo, and I'm hoping for a positive outcome for these parents and the kids from the minister in next month or so.